Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. My name is Reed Hillen, and I'll be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know that a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. And let's take a few deep breaths together, noticing your primary feeling right now. Now take that feeling and bring it to God. Thank you. Let's begin by praying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today I'll be reading from John chapter 1, verses 29 through 42 from the NIV. Hear the word of the Lord. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, 'A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him. But the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." Then John gave this testimony: "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him, and I myself did not know him. But the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one.' The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, 'Look, the Lamb of God!' When the two disciples heard this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, 'What do you want?' They said, 'Rabbi,' which means teacher, 'where are you staying?' 'Come,' Jesus replied, 'and you'll see.' So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, 'We found the Messiah,' that is the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, 'You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas,' which when translated is Peter." The word of God for the people of God. Today I'm wondering about why Jesus renames Peter right when he meets him. As we wrap our time today, if you'll repeat these words back, I'll read our liturgy. May my eyes see people as God does.
May my eyes see people as God does.
May my ears hear God's voice.
May my ears hear God's voice.
May my mouth speak God's truth.
May my mouth speak God's truth.
May my heart know God's love.
May my heart know God's love.
May my hands serve others.
May my hands serve others.
And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus.
May my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus.
As your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.